Germany panic announces migrant deportation plan before elections. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 6, 2024. Just days before Germany and the rest of the Europe votes on the next European Parliament, the migrant stabbing of a right-wing activist shocked the country, apparently bouncing the government into suddenly announcing a deportation plan for extremists. An Afghan migrant launched a mass knife attack on a right-wing political event in the city of Mannheim, Germany last week. Several people were stabbed, including a veteran anti-Islamification campaigner, and a police officer responding to the attack was killed. The attack came just days before Germany, and many other European states, is due to vote in a major European election. And the anti-mass migration right having their points so brutally underlined appears to have seriously alarmed the progressive coalition government. Germany has been looking into being able to deport unwanted migrants back to Afghanistan for months. But last week's terror attack seems to have brought the matter crashing to a head, with Chancellor Olaf Scholz now promising to deport migrants guilty of serious crimes, and those immigrants that may celebrate or glorify terrorist attacks. "This is essential," the left-wing head of government said, "because migrants behaving badly undermine national cohesion by drawing attention to migrants behaving badly." Scholz said, "Anyone who abuses crimes like the one in Mannheim is lighting the fuse to destroy our cohesion. People with an immigration background are part of our society. We will not allow ourselves to be divided. As in sports teams, they are all our boys." He told The Nation, just days before polls open this Sunday, "Anyone who glorifies terrorism is going against all of our values and should be deported, and such criminals should be deported. They have no place here, even if they come from Syria and Afghanistan. Refugees who exploit our protection forfeit their rights," he said. The remarks were also significant, as they appear to be the first time the Mannheim attack has been definitely called a terror attack by Scholz. While the German government and its immigration policy has naturally come under strong attack from the right since the Mannheim terror attack last week and the second Mannheim attack this week, another stabbing of a right-wing activist in the city just 4 days after the first, it is also coming under fire from the populist left. Germany's Die Welt reports Sarah Wagenknecht, formerly of the hard left Die Linke, the left party but who split off earlier this year to form a new political party named after herself, the Bündnis Sarah Wagenknecht, BSW, with a respectable 10 members of parliament, goads Scholz by complaining the German taxpayer funds radicalization. Calling the stabbing by a long-term Afghan migrant who should have been deported years before but never was, anti-mass migration, socially conservative, but economically hard-left Wagenknecht called the situation scandalous. She said, speaking to Welt, "I find it scandalous that someone who has no protection status, no right to asylum, stays in our country for over 10 years. We basically financed his radicalization as well. He lived off us, off the money of the citizens.